Hollywood has been having a banner year at the box office, from Beauty and the Beast to Guardians of the Galaxy. So how will the film industry keep its winning streak going? Well, in his summer preview, Bob Mondello says movie studios seem to be banking more than usual on women.
It was always going to be the year of Wonder Woman.
The gods made the Amazons to restore peace to the world. And it's what I'm going to do.
Gal Gadot was the one bright spot in Batman v Superman. Now she's got a whole movie to twirl her lasso of truth in while wielding her other trinkets, indestructible wrist bracelets.
Oh. Yep, that's not going to work. Please put the sword down.
It doesn't go with the outfit.
At all.
But Gadot isn't the only blockbuster goddess sporting special effects this summer. When Universal reboots its Mummy franchise, Tom Cruise will be battling an ancient Egyptian princess.
Legend has it she's a being of unimaginable powers. Now she's using you to regain them.
And a goddess of more contemporary vintage is the season's most notable secret agent slash assassin, played by Charlize Theron. She's a bruiser, a brawler, a tough cookie in every respect. They call her the Atomic Blonde.
I chose this life, and someday it's going to get me killed. But not today.
God, I think I love you.
That's too bad.
Women will also be dominating a couple of the season's group comedies, Queen Latifah and Jada Pinkett Smith going on what they call a girls' trip.
We haven't hung in 5 years. This weekend is about us. Today is the last day that we will ever be this young.
I'm about to get pregnant tonight.
And Scarlett Johansson has her own posse of friends in Rough Night.
This is so much fun.
Like, get a stripper.
It's called Rough Night because things do not go smoothly.
He's dead.
Oh, God.
Let's get rid of all the drugs.
I want it.
Not by doing this.
Okay, someone tell me what to do. And I will do it.
That is something you would never hear from the assertive women in two of the summer's more serious films. Beatrice at Dinner lets Salma Hayek take on an arrogant hotel developer who may remind you of someone.
You think that you can hide up here behind these gates and that everything is going to be all right?
The world doesn't need your feelings. It needs jobs. It needs money. It needs what I do.
The world doesn't need you.
Then there's this 19th century wife.
Sit back down.
No, sit down.
You do not want to cross her. She's not Shakespearean, but she earns the film's title, Lady Macbeth.
Through hell and high water, I will follow you.
Sebastian! Also in petticoats are the ladies in My Cousin Rachel and Sofia Coppola's Beguiled, who tend to see the men in their lives as broken birds who need to be nursed back to health.
I need rags. I need chloroform. Go to the smokehouse. Get the saw now.
Sound a bit bloodthirsty for your taste? Well, things are more sanguine in Ingrid Goes West, where Parks and Recreation's Aubrey Plaza drops her amusingly blasé persona to become amusingly obsessed with social media. The film Megan Levy tells the true story of a woman Marine who bonded with a bomb-sniffing dog in Iraq, and creative women are profiled in Maudie, about a painter, The B-Side, about a photographer, Polina, about a dancer, and the Sundance sensation Patty Cakes, about a rapper.
It's the Ritz Cracker, a Gohan Swagger, it's Viagra, a Rollstone through Jersey like Jagger in a Jaguar.
Not that the summer will be all women all the time. Action sequels, and there are a lot of those, will largely center on men, from War for the Planet of the Apes.
I fight only to protect apes.
To Transformers The Last Knight.
Optimus Prime, do you seek redemption?
I do.
To the latest Marvel reboot.
So to become an Avenger, are there like trials or an interview?
Do me a favor.
Can't you just be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man?
Also comics related, an apocalypse that's not a sequel from Stephen King, The Dark Tower.
You let that tower fall, billions of people die.
Do they have guns and bullets in your world?
You're gonna like Earth a lot.
Guns plus fast cars and action figure in a couple of crime world thrillers. Baby Driver is about a driver named...
Baby.
Your name's Baby. B-A-B-Y, Baby.
And in the rated R for language Hitman's Bodyguard, Samuel L. Jackson is the hitman, Ryan Reynolds the less than enthusiastic bodyguard.
I hope they kill him, I really do. This guy single-handedly ruined the word...
Tick-tock, I will bust a cap in your...
Have you ever said please?
Please! Why are we always yelling?
Parents who want to watch Hitman's Bodyguard will need to drop the kids off at something a little milder. Happily, that'll be easy. There'll be a double dose of Steve Carell in Despicable Me 3, not just Gru, but his twin brother, Drew.
You ready to continue the family tradition, you and me?
No, I left that life behind me.
Also Lightning McQueen and Mater in Cars 3.
I can't go out on the track and do the same old thing. It won't work.
You know what I'd do?
What?
I got nothing.
And there's a film about animated fourth graders who hypnotize their principal as a prank, then have trouble controlling their creation.
Captain Underpants, you can't actually fly!
I take to the sky like an ostrich!
Wow, he is super dumb.
Does all of this escapist fare have you craving escape of a more grounded sort? Well, Kumail Nanjiani based the season's most engaging romantic dramedy on his own early encounters with the woman who became his wife. It's called The Big Sick, because unknown to either of them at the time, she was very ill. And that wasn't their only challenge.
I've been dating this girl. She's white.
A white girl?
Hey, you can't look like you and yell white girl.
It's okay. We hate terrorists.
There are other darker fact-based films about the ways racism impacts America. A Serious Look from Catherine Bigelow and her Zero Dark Thirty team in the drama Detroit about the 1967 riots in that city.
It's a war zone out there. They're destroying the city.
Whoa, hey, y'all seeing this?
Hey, look, we're not too far from the Algiers. Let's just go there till all this blows over.
And the biopic All Eyes on Me looks at the life and legacy of assassinated rapper Tupac Shakur.
You said, and I quote, "If they kill me, I want the people to know the real story."
While we're talking fact-based, there are some provocative documentaries coming our way. Whose Streets, about the societal disaster that was Ferguson, Missouri, and Al Gore's An Inconvenient Sequel.
The most criticized scene in the movie An Inconvenient Truth was showing that the combination of sea level rise and storm surge would flood the 9/11 memorial site. And people said, what a terrible exaggeration.
Hurricane Sandy slammed into New York City last night, flooding the World Trade Center site.
Water, water everywhere. It's also blocking the escape of Allied soldiers in Christopher Nolan's World War II epic, Dunkirk.
The enemy tanks have stopped.
Why?
Why waste precious tanks when they can pick us off from the air like fish in a barrel?
There are 400,000 men on this beach.
Nolan's idea is to tell the story of Dunkirk almost entirely through the eyes of the troops involved. If you want the strategy of the higher-ups, you'll find that in the movie Churchill.
We defy Hitler. It is time to win this great war.
Yeah, well, audiences elsewhere at the multiplex will know what he really needs is Wonder Woman on his side. Couldn't hurt. I'm Bob Mondello.